When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Time to talk to Dr. Michael Bauer, Medical Director, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. How are you today, Doc?
I'm doing just great, Anna. How are you?
Pretty good. We got some warm weather, and that's pretty awesome. I know one of the things, are you enjoying it yet, or you don't get out much?
I certainly hope so after a long day of clinic, actually going up with my family for a wedding in South Haven, Michigan for the weekend, so it should be nice.
How about that? Weddings are beginning again. I went to my first wedding, two weekends ago? Was it three? It's interesting to see. You know, the weather cooperates. You can have weddings now outdoors, too. So it's pretty fun to see couples who, in some cases, have waited for a long time just to have this, are now able to do that, right?
Yep. That I also learned my valuable tip from the day listening to your news. Be careful what you say on social media. It's what we tell all our adolescent patients every day.
Yeah, it's true. Why were you saying that? Did I miss the story? What was it?
Yeah, that more along that the U.S. Department of Terrorism, I think, is going to start policing social media even more. So it's common sense. What you put out there is there for the world to see.
Yeah, and it's an important lesson for younger members of the family to know that. It's sometimes they're like, they don't care, but it's a lesson that is an important one to learn, that's part of you for the rest of your life, for sure. Hey, Dr. Bowers, I wonder if you could just sort of clear up the mask policies. We saw the CDC come out and issue its guidelines, and then now you're sort of seeing cities and municipalities kind of adapt their own rules, and then businesses are in a whole other category. Some of them are requiring masks, even though, you know, it's not necessarily required. What can you tell us about what you're seeing out there?
Well, remember, this is some new guidance and recommendations. They are not laws, and they're not public policy. And what I want the viewers to know and listeners to know is this is not a reversal all of a sudden by the CDC, but it's all based on new data and new science that has come out. I do think it caught a lot of people off guard, including the government officials, but it really just emphasizes the progress that we've made and how well these vaccines really work. This is what we've been after. We are getting to the point now where we've discovered that fully vaccinated people are safe. They're safe to go outside. They're safe to take off their masks. They're safe to not have to follow those other rules that unvaccinated people still do of social distancing and masking, because the likelihood that you are going to get COVID is exceedingly low. And even if you do, we have to differentiate an infection from getting sick from it. The likelihood of getting sick and hospitalized, it's remote at this point, and we do know that the chance of you passing it on is extremely, extremely low. So this is exactly what we've been after. This is why we had to go through all this, let the vaccines do their work, and now those that are fully vaccinated get to take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. There still are local rules with government, municipalities, et cetera. So any mode of transportation, if you're on a plane, train, bus, et cetera, you still have to mask. Schools are still requiring masking. I believe it's still necessary in government buildings. But outside of that, people should feel really good that are vaccinated that they are winning the war against COVID in a personal battle. Public policies still remain a little bit different.
It's interesting because you're also seeing these stories creep up of people who say, okay, I'm fully vaccinated, and yet I still don't feel comfortable taking the mask off. There's the psychological impact of COVID, and it's had so many different effects on different folks. But one of the things you're seeing now, I mean, I don't know if you saw this one guy who's been interviewed by everyone from CNN, and he basically still wears his goggles, his N95, and then his cloth mask over it. He's been double vaccinated, and it's just sort of this sort of condition where he feels like he doesn't feel safe, and so that's where he's at.
The moral of the story there is let's be respectful of others. It is going to take some time for people to get over that fear. You know, we have a saying with vaccines, it's very easy to frighten people and scare them. It's much harder to unscare them. And so for those that were really very strict at following the guidelines, it may take them some time to feel more comfortable in those settings. And that's okay. It really, really is. But for those that are ready to take off their masks and feel free again, they should be able to do so very, very comfortably.
Dr. Bauer, I'm sure you've seen that the travel is back up again, not for business travelers so much, but for leisure travelers, that people are booking vacations. The EU is announcing it's going to be opening up for vaccinated travelers from the U.S. There's a lot of the Vegas Strip is open again. People are planning trips again. Anything you'd want to tell us about travel? Are you traveling, first of all? Do you think it's overall safe? Any things you'd like to tell us about if you're planning travel in the months to come?
So I think one of the fortunate things we found, Anna, was that airplane travel really was quite safe. The airline industry did a great job. The rate at which they would exchange the air that was in the cabin and run it through those HEPA filters, you did not hear about these spreader events on airplanes. People still have to mask on them. So the bottom line is, you are pretty safe if you're going to go through air travel. Everybody still must mask. Since you asked, I'm going to be going out and doing, we planned this a while ago, in Zion and Bryce in the next 2 weeks to go do some outdoor hiking and canyoneering. And we have absolutely no fears about getting on an airplane, being in an airport, or going and doing those activities. The bottom line is, be safe, be aware of your surroundings, but feel comfortable with traveling again, especially if you are fully vaccinated. I can't emphasize that enough.
Speaking of being vaccinated, we know that kids 12 to 15 have been getting the shots, and I wonder if we have any data now to see how they're doing with it. Anything standing out there as that segment of the population is now getting vaccinated?
Yes, we have... I think the statistics were over 600,000 that first week of that age group. And to no surprise, there have been no issues with it. No differences in the rate of side effects from the 16 to 25-year-olds or the adult population. There's been no adverse events and no significant safety indicators have gone up. So it should be full speed ahead for that age group. You know, Anna, it's so important that we continue to vaccinate everyone.
No worries.
What I was saying, it's so as we continue to ratchet down the age groups lower and lower, and we expect hopefully by late fall, perhaps during the winter, to get even lower age groups indicated for the vaccination. The only way we're going to get to herd immunity and get rid of this virus is through vaccination. There's never been another virus that got extinguished just by numbers of people getting infected. It's only through vaccination. You look at polio, you look at smallpox, we conquered those. That people forget about the dangers of the viruses and what the diseases cause. Everybody that can get vaccinated should get vaccinated, and we'll keep saying it.
Dr. Bauer, you said fall. I have a young one, too. Would you think in time for school to begin that they'll start rolling out the vaccine in time for that, or you think it might be a little later? Any sort of sense of the timeline?
Yeah, so some cautious optimism will look. Pfizer has said that they're shooting for September to ask for that EUA on age groups from 2 to 11. Now, they've broken up their groups into 5 to 11 and 2 to 5 where they're doing the studies, but they're going on in parallel. They're shooting for September. My best guess is it's going to be a little bit later than that. And the reason is, as we get younger and younger ages, they need to recruit more and more individuals to the studies. and they need to start testing different doses to see what the proper dose is going to be as we get down to younger children. So I think it is going to take a bit more time, but it would be wonderful if we could hit that in the fall.
Yeah, it would. Hey, you were mentioning the effectiveness of the vaccine. Before I let you go, there is this study in the New England Journal of Medicine looking at nursing homes, 280 of them in 21 states, just providing real-world confirmation of the vaccine's effectiveness. You think about deep in the darkest moments of this COVID virus being taking lives, and you think about the nursing homes, how hard hit they were. This study shows that when they're vaccinated, it's definitely working.
That 100%, Anna, and it's such a wonderful thing. That was our most vulnerable population, and we know that they are now safe and protected. As a matter of fact, when you look at cases across the country, the number of cases, the percent in children and adolescents has gone way up, approaching now 24% on a week-by-week basis. Even more than that 65 and older age group, which includes nursing homes.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Bauer. Enjoy the wedding and enjoy your travels, too. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Time.
And sorry about the technical difficulties.
It's no problem. We appreciate your time, and we can certainly understand what you're going through there. You're a busy guy. Thank you, Dr. Bauer.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. That's Dr. Michael Bauer, Medical Director, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital.